When your launch is slower than you expect it to be, most people fall back on strategy solutions in a way of, I need better messaging. I need to reach more people. I need more visibility. I need to do the right thing at the right time. Most launches don't fail because of strategy. They fail because nobody cares except your hottest audience. This is why inside this episode, I show you 9 creative things you can add to your next launch to make people pay attention.
We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to. And to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture.
Adding some of these 9 things to your next launch not only will make it more profitable, which is what we want, of course, it also will be way more fun. And for you as a woman, fun equals money. The more fun you have, the more money you make. So pull out your journal, grab a pen, and get ready for the real juice. The first idea is already one of my most favorite. I've already done it several times. It worked so well, and people paid much more than you would think they do, because the idea is to let them decide the price. They decide what they want to pay. This is perfect for offers which you usually would charge 2 figures for, like a challenge, a masterclass, something like that, where you give more value than the price tag says. And when you let people know what the true value of this room is and then let them decide what to pay, they will pay much more on average than the original 2 figures you were supposed to take. You can do that by using Thrivecard. It has a function for that, which is great. You tell them the value of the offer, what they can expect, what they can make out of it, and then you let them pick their own price. And then you can watch people pay everything between $5 and $400 for an offer you originally would have charged $22 for, which is a true story. I've experienced that. So doing this is something where people get the feeling of they have control, they can decide, they can join that offer to their conditions, which makes it A, fun, B, a great deal for both sides, because of course you will have people who pay $5 for that. And therefore way too less for what they get. But you also have people who pay much more than the 2-figure price tag you usually would have taken on there or put on there. Because they don't only pay you for your service, they pay themselves for their time. They know, if I pay $5 for that, I'm not committed. If I pay $300, $400, $500 for that challenge, I'm committed. I'm all in. So they don't only pay you, they pay themselves, because they know when I pay more, I get more out of it. And you always have different types of people. You always have the ones who will pay less, and you will always have those who pay much more. The next idea is perfect for signature offers, because when you have a signature offer, an offer that ideally is running all year round without the open close card mechanisms, which limit yourself. When you open and close the card to your signature offer, you're limiting yourself massively. But this is a conversation for another day. And when you have a signature offer that is running all year round, in best case, you have testimonials, you have clients in there, your best clients, your hottest audience, which loves to talk about your work, about being your client. What people do then is creating testimonials or collecting testimonials in a way of, can you write me a short text? Here are three questions you can answer. Or can you record me a short video, which I then can publish on my Instagram? Or the ones who are more audacious, they ask their clients to hop with them on an Instagram live and to talk about the offer there. Which is the best option of all of the three I was just announcing, but there is a better idea. Because most testimonials are painfully boring. Working with her was amazing. She's a great coach. She's a great mentor. Oh, I love her. Nobody cares. Instead of doing that, create a format. Give it a name, a tagline. Give people a reason to watch, give it a branding, give it a jingle, make it a big deal. Just imagine like it was another offer, which you don't sell, but you still sell it kind of. So you don't charge for it so that people can watch, but you sell it to them that they need to watch, why they need to watch, what's the value for them if they watch. And then you will have people that listen to your clients, which inside that format, inside that show, sell your work for you, which builds so much more authority than if you would do it yourself. And I know your ideas are already exploding, but we are not done yet. We have 7 more. Number 3. 8A signature sound. This is also perfect for signature offers and especially live events. Because you know the Netflix intro, you know that sound. The moment I say Netflix, the moment I say Netflix intro, you have it playing inside your head. You know the dum. You can hear it. You can recognize it. Wherever you would hear it, you would think Netflix. And imagine having a sound like that for your brand. A sound that people know, remember, and this is an important part, can reproduce. You can use it for trailers, for community videos, at your live event itself. Imagine you have that sound. And before you even enter stage, either you have playing that sound or your audience makes the sound. I've got chills right now. And this is how suddenly your brand doesn't just look premium. It becomes premium. Because when I talk about the signature sound idea, most people don't get it. They think, oh, this sounds interesting. This is nice. Most people tell me when I tell them about these ideas, oh, I want to do the thing with let them decide the price, which is great, you should do that. But the signature sound, it's a whole different level. It's not only something that's related to your offer, it becomes something that's related to your overall brand. And when you do it in a great way, when you do it right, and there are certain things or aspects you have to be aware of, then it makes you a true big deal. Then it makes you great. Then it makes your brand the one people know. So don't underestimate this idea. It's one of the most profitable ones inside this episode. The next idea I have for you is great for every single offer. May it be your highest ticket space. May it be a high ticket signature offer. May it be a middle ticket offer which you want to use to ramp up to your high ticket offers, or may it even be a 2-figure offer where you want to drive volume to. Don't launch another offer, which is nothing you can add. This is one thing I want you to add. Don't sell another offer without adding a trailer. You know the big movies, you know the things that play in multiple millions. What do they all have? They have teasers and they have trailers. What do you do with a trailer when it comes to movies? You give an outlook, in terms of this is how the movie will be, yes, but also you create an emotion. How people feel while watching a trailer determines if they want to watch the movie. When they are bored by watching it, they won't watch the movie. When they are on fire when they watch the trailer, when they get scared because it's like a thriller or a horror movie, when they get emotional, when they get good feelings, when they feel happy while watching it, when they love, they expect that being inside that movie or watching that movie feels the same. So if you don't have a trailer for your offer and you do something like, here's my offer, come and join, Instagram story slides, Canva graphics, the first five people already joined. Which are mechanisms which you can use, but if you do that, what do people expect? They expect being inside your offer creates the same emotion, the same feeling, which they have when they watch you making the first drop of that offer. And the trailer does a much better job than just words on slides. And if you don't know what I mean by trailer exactly, because I don't mean just throw together something, create something with AI, build something that looks nice, use a B-roll from your last brand shoot and put an offer logo on it. I mean actual trailers. And have a look on my Instagram. You find the link to my Instagram also inside the show notes. I have multiple trailers on my feed, and especially one is pinned currently on the top. It's the newspaper. You will see it. You will see the newspaper image, which is a short trailer for one of my offers, which shows you what I mean when I say trailer. I'm super excited to share the next idea with you, which is the momentum incentive system. What do I mean when I say momentum incentive system, which is a name I came up with? So there's no one else who already told you about that. The momentum incentive system is something that adds so much fun to your launch. It's something that adds involvement. It's something that adds then, of course, more money, and it adds more attention in terms of more eyeballs, more people see what you're selling currently. What do I mean when I say momentum incentive system? You incentivize your clients, the ones who already joined, to create momentum for you. Let me give you an example. For example, you sell a masterclass. When people join that masterclass, it is something like $22. You sell it for $22, they join. What do people usually do? They do something like, here's an I&M slide. There are prizes you can win. Share the slide. Which is something that works. It already worked better because people get used to it. And anytime people get used to it, anytime things get predictable, people are not that involved. It still works, but not that good or not as well as it used to. So what you can do instead is the moment people joined, you tell them to take action, which could be something like sharing an I&M slide, which could be something like texting you a certain word, which you want to use to then share it for the social proof. Which could be something like filling a form so that you know where people are up to currently, so that then you can use that information for your marketing to sell that offer, because having the insights from people that already bought helps you to then sell to new people who didn't buy yet. So there is always something you want people to do, and the moment they do it, they get something additional. So when we think about that masterclass, in our example, you have the topic of the masterclass, and then you add something people want to have, topic-wise, format-wise, so that they take the action. As soon as they took the action, they get an additional audio training, they get an additional checklist, they get an additional workbook, they get something that ramps up to your low-ticket offer, to your masterclass, to your challenge. You could also do that with middle and high ticket offers, but this is something that works especially well for volume offers, where you have more people in and also want to bring even more people in. So the moment they take the action, they get something. And the something they get should not only be something they want to have, like an audio training to a certain topic, But it should be something that already ramps up to the thing you're teaching inside your masterclass, for example, which is something that already builds involvement, which builds a relationship to you, to your brand. Because when you think about volume offers, there is a high chance that you have people in there and this is what you want, you've never heard of, and which also never heard of you, which is why you want to increase the show up rate for your masterclass in that case, in that scenario. And this is something you achieve by creating the relationship days or even weeks before the masterclass even happens. And don't only use that, what you give them additionally to build connection, to build that relationship. Also sell them on your vehicle. Because this is then something, when you pitch inside your masterclass, that will make them move much faster. So you have so many things happening at once. You build the relationship, you ramp up for the pitch inside your masterclass. In our masterclass example, you have people do a certain thing, which should be an action, which you have a clear advantage of, either because it makes selling easier for you, either or because they share something, you get more reach by doing them the thing. Or you have another advantage. That is something that in the season you're currently in with your business gives you more value, is something that you want to have. This is important. As we are right now in the Cult Status podcast, you may already have seen my campaign room, which is a series inside this podcast where we have certain episodes where I invited industry leaders to then create a campaign around their offer, where we have a conversation, where we brainstorm. So we don't get into the details, but we create the storyline around. We create the idea for a visual story. So why do I do that? Why do I spend 45 minutes with people who tell me afterwards, oh, I should have paid you for that. This is so good. This is so great. This is genius. Why do I give away part of my work for free? Because this is genius. Creating something like a talk show, for example, or something like I do with the campaign room is a great idea to add to one of your launches or even to your overall brand. And this is nothing you should do with your clients. We already talked about the testimonial show where you invite your clients to a certain format you create. This is something I want you to do with industry leaders, with people who have more reach than you, who are more visible than you, who maybe are longer on the marketplace than you. It could also be people you want to work with. So create something where people get a great value when they watch, because you talking with other industry leaders, you working live on air with your clients or with industry leaders like I do inside the campaign room, witnessing how your brain works, or just listening to great conversations, being the fly on the wall. It's entertaining, it's valuable, and they can get so much out of it. And then also when you invite other people, it's not like the collaborating thing in terms of go live on Instagram with other people, which is boring AF. Same with inviting people to your podcast for interviews. It's nice, but also it's boring. Everyone is doing that. You create something by doing a talk show with industry leaders. You create something where people want to pay attention, where they want to be the fly on the wall, where they want to be entertained by. And at the same time, they get sold on it, because you can use that for a signature offer, which is great, or you can do that for your overall brand. And then you should create something around your vehicle. So the thing that you do, that is the one piece, the center of your brand, of your work, this is what this whole talk show should be around topic-wise. The next idea is one of my most favorite ones because it will set you ahead of the marketplace. I had people paying me to see that, and doing that for free on social media will drive so much attention. This is an idea that works for every single offer type. The only thing you need to have is it, or it needs to be, is a new offer or the recreation of an existing offer. So you have to create something around that offer and then take people with you while doing it. So idea number 7. Create a live creation series. Series are all over. You see them on Instagram, you see them on TikTok, and it is no coincidence that they are working because people want to be involved in something. Series work so perfectly well because when they watch the first 2 episodes, they also want to watch the 10th because people love repeating patterns. We also love pattern interrupts, yeah? But we want to create habits. The human brain works on habits. And watching a series from a certain creator is kind of a habit, which is that why they work so well. And when you use that series format for creating an offer live with your audience, you have more than just one use case. You have the series, so the habit people want to watch, which is great. Then you also have them watch you while creating a new offer, which makes you selling without selling. Genius. And then when you do that in a way where you bring it back to your vehicle, your topic, you have created something where people pay attention and are sold on your vehicle and the offer at the same time without you needing to pitch. The important thing here is that you don't only create something or do something where you take people with you in, this is how I choose the name for my new offer, this is how I create the tagline, this is how I do the offer branding, but that you create something that brings them back to your topic. So when you're in the branding, marketing, business space, then it's more or less easy. Then you can teach on why you do the things like you do them. But also when you're in a different area, in a different niche, when it comes to health, for example, you also can do that. You can also tell them why you do things, why you choose certain features, why you create this sheet in that way. You can let them vote about the name, about the branding. You can bring them into that whole story of creating the offer and always bring it back to their current situation by saying things like, usually people would add something like that, but because of my method, because I know for my people this or this or this is important, I decided to add that to my new offer, which makes you able to da da da. So always bring it back to your clients. Then you have them witness you creating that offer by developing the storyline inside their head of, oh, this is for me. This is tailor-made for me, which is great. Inside this industry, most launches are boring AF. And while this still works for low-ticket offers and hot audiences, which is why every time you open a new space, your hottest audience joins, and then afterwards, things get slow, which brings you into a recreation cycle of new offers all the time because you sell always to the same hot people. And because this works, you can make a lot of money by doing these things. It's draining, yes, but you can make a lot of money because this works, or that this works is what makes traditional launches so dangerous. What do I mean when I say traditional launches? It's those where you brainstorm a great name. Nowadays, most people do that with ChatGPT, and we see that. Where you throw together a sales page under the aspect of money, love, speed, I have the idea, and 2 hours later I need to open that door. It's bullshit. Where you create some nice Canva graphics based on your last brand shoot and then make a party around. And as soon as things get slow, you come up with 3 new selling angles or raise the price to make people move. This is tragic. And this is exactly how every single coach sells inside this industry. But you're not another coach, right? You are a category of one. which is why you should be invited on stages to speak about your work, why you should not sit in a Zoom room with 10 of your best clients every other week, but have people join your signature offer every single week or even day, why the people you follow right now should hire you, but you don't give them the chance to. No reason to pay attention. No reason to buy, especially not to buy now. Because you sell your signature space like another program, not like the masterpiece it is. And when you're ready to change this, to make your signature offer the best paid in your niche and make it the talk of the town, then have a look in the show notes. There I linked you a brand new 4-week mini mine where you don't learn anything. We produce. We produce the campaign for your signature offer that makes even new people join right away. Without open close card limits, we've already talked about that inside this episode. You being able to sell it all year round. We start March 19th. It's the first day. But if I was you, I wouldn't wait to join until the day before. Spots are limited as I aim to have my eyes on every single women's signature offer inside this space. And there is a bonus, which is only valid for the first few women who enroll where I audit your signature offer, your mastermind, your membership, your 12-month program, something where your greatest work lives inside. And I record a Loom for you where I show you the tiny tweaks which you can make right now, even before we start, so that you can call in premium clients right away. So have a look in the show notes where you find all the details to, drum rolls, the headliner. The space this entire industry is going to talk about within the next 4 weeks. And you will see, there will be no doubt who was inside. See you on the other side.